Blog Talk Radio.
Miss B.
I still have a dream.
BWD. Miss B. Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
I have a dream.
Stereo music power.
Alright, you are live on BWD Radio with who else? Me, your host, Miss V. You can call in, listen in, hit the digits 347-237-4501. In just a moment, I will be joined by hip-hop R&B artist, Legendary. We're going to catch up with him and see what he's got going on, always something. Our live and on-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. No commercials, just the hottest indie artists of today. BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and the indie artists of today. We consider, support, and play all genres of music. That's right. And so without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring our guest on in. Legendary.
How you doing again, Ms. V?
Hey, it's good to catch up with you. It's time to catch up with you. I love it when I can catch up with the artists and see what they got going on, and it's great to be chopping it up with you again.
Exactly. How you been, man? How they loving that abandoned me?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. You already know. You already know. Have that abandoned me. It's ready. It's on deck. We're going to spin it. But first, we're going to focus solely on you. So, tell us what inspired Legendary is your stage name, and let us know where you're originally from and where you're at now.
Oh, yeah. Right now, I reside between Baltimore, Maryland, and North Alabama and Georgia. I'm originally from Baltimore, Maryland. I grew up Emerson Avenue, and kind of on the east side, but I moved to Huntsville because, you know, my mother's side of family's from the south. But Legendary basically is when I originally started rapping, you know, it was hard for me to come up with a name. You know, coming up with names and titles wasn't really my thing. So I guess I named myself based on what I set out to do or what I set out to be, and, you know, the way that I compose and deliver the songs with the lyricism and the amazing production and the mixing and the mastering, putting the story in it, just really reaching out to people and kind of grabbing their emotions. And, you know, a real song or a real something is the best songs are a situation or something someone's been through. You know, so to be able to put that into words and express it and thousands of people feel it on radio, that's legendary in my opinion.
Word. Yeah. Couldn't have said that any better. So speaking of lyrically, so tell us how you started out lyrically and, you know, let us know your musical journey, how it began, what motivated you to pursue a career in music and in entertainment.
And entertainment, you know, I guess I started out like everybody else, you know, growing up in the neighborhood and, you know, doing bad. But it was a period of my life where I was going through some things karmatically from decisions I brought on myself, and I was forced to continue along that path or channel those emotions into something else. And I channeled it into a song, released it, and, you know, it was felt and affected thousands of people. So I just felt like I should run with it. You know, I felt like that was what I was here to do. So to a certain degree, I was forced to do it. You know what I mean? I felt like it was a fork in the road. You either go this way or go this way. But I just went and done the song, and I've been rocking ever since, you know?
Well, you know, obviously you chose the right road. Thus far, you're on the right road. So for those who have never heard your music, just explain your overall sound in 5 words or less. The magical list of how we can visualize your sound.
Well, I look at it as a portrait, so to speak. Every song is different. Every song is channeled through a different situation or a different emotion. You know, it caters to different things. Like, if you listen to one of my mixtapes, I might have, like, 2 party songs, you know, that you can listen to in a club, 2 R&B songs, 2 hardcore rap trap songs, and then I might just, you know, kind of talk about some real stuff on the next 2 songs. So I do a variation of music, but people tend to hit on the R&B more, tend to like the R&B more. So when it comes to R&B and that aspect, I think that it's important to be descriptive. You know, it's important for people to be able to put a story behind what you're saying, you know what I'm saying, or to be able to close their eyes and kind of visualize it, to be able to see it without even seeing a video. I think that's powerful, you know, in the music aspect.
Absolutely, and especially in being R&B, you know, you have to have that, definitely, definitely. Now, there's various parts to the process of which you had actually already mentioned before, letting us know how legendary those parts of the process are. But seeing as how you do write your own music, where do you draw your inspiration from when you write the songs, and what do you feel, is that your favorite, or what would be your favorite part about the process of creating a single?
My favorite part is the awe. I like hearing my music and someone not necessarily knowing it's me. I'm a regular guy, you know. But I like coming in the room and it's playing, and, you know, nobody really knowing, and everybody's just rocking out and going crazy. That's my favorite part. Like, it's easy for me to create it because I write music based off of what I see. So, you know, you hear it. It may not necessarily be my situation, but it could be somebody I know, you know what I mean? It could be something they're going through, and they could confide in me, and I could talk about it, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like it's our responsibilities as musicians to talk about what's going on around us and what's going on in the world. You know, we kind of owe that to our fans and the people. Like, you don't want to just talk about money and guns and girls and have people ignorant to, you know, the things that's going on around them. So
exactly.
I tell, you know, and I try to tell enough truth not to get myself in trouble, but, so the right people to hit on it. But I just think the best part of the process for me is the awe, actually seeing it. Like, I wish I could be in every car when the radio, you know, y'all play the song.
Right.
People just feeling it. I wish I could be there. You know, that's my favorite part about it. But unfortunately, I can't always be there.
You wish you could be the fly on the wall.
Absolutely. You know, I have so many people all over the world just reach out to me and tell me, you know, I love this about your music. You just hit on so much. I feel like we connected. Like, you're from Germany. You know?
Overseas. You'll find that a majority of the artists that are in the U.S. will find that, especially even the DJs from across the intercoastal, you know, internationally, you will get a lot of support from, especially DJs that are out of Germany, Japan. You'll be surprised.
That's
they
real.
Want to mess with you.
That's real.
You know, because we always have something new and fresh coming out. You know.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I believe they respect that. So who are some of your musical influences?
musical influences, I would say, I grew up in Baltimore, so it was a few Baltimore artists. None of them really just made it to that level. You know, I had to say Boss Man was an influence to a certain degree. I had to say Comp was an influence to a certain degree, but mainly just, you know, my man Nas, Jada, Papoose, Busta, you know, Scarface. That's pretty much it. You know, T.I., you know, kind of being between the North and the South. I know a lot about T.I., and I met him a few times. So, you know, I would have to say from the South, T.I., Scarface, from the North, you know, Nas, Busta, Jada. I like the lyricism, you know, the real rawness of that part of it. That's kind of what, I guess, inspired me to rap, you know, listening to those artists and Cassidy, you know what I'm saying? Listening to those artists kind of gave me that hunger for lyricism and to not even want to release a song. I'm in the studio right now. I had to stop recording the car, y'all. And, you know.
You got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. But you know, if in between your answers you feel like spitting something out, that's okay. Feel free. We twitch. It don't matter. So what do you do? You know, what's your favorite thing to do when you're not in a studio or singing, writing, performing? So outside of that, what's your favorite thing to do when you're not doing that?
I'm a homebody, you know. I just like to chill with my loved ones, with my family, you know. We might grill up some, cook. Ironically, I can cook really well. That's kind of something nobody really knows about me. I will like cook some Alfredo, like better than Red Lobster or something. So, you know, sometimes I just had a squad over, the family over, we'll cook, and everybody will just vibe and chill. But for the most part, other than the business, I'm starting up a business right now. Other than that, and, you know, just stacking money, I guess. Just stacking money, just being with the family. That's pretty much all I do, you know, staying out the way. That's all you can do.
That's right. And you know what? And it keeps us out of trouble.
Exactly. They looking for us.
Yes. You know, we don't have to worry about being abandoned. We make sure that we are and stay out of trouble. speaking of Abandoned Me, you released, that's your latest single out of, there's quite a few that you've came out with recently. Now, what inspired this track, the title, and what can the listener expect from the overall sound and storytelling, the lyricism on this track?
Well, I'm in the studio with the producer right now. The production is amazing. Ironically, we were recording another track for my album that we had finished, and we heard that Rolls Royce sample. Oh, and he was like, man, we should do a beat to that. I was like, all right, do it. He made it right there. And I think we recorded the whole song, everything mixed and mastered in like 30 minutes. But honestly, it's so powerful. The beat and the essence of it is just so powerful. It grabs you. And when I hear a beat, you know, it's like the beat almost tells me not necessarily what to say, but how to say it. And I kind of feel the words there. But it's about pain. You know, it's about the bad side of love. It's about when everything isn't going right. You know, for the most part, I've been in happy relationships and stuff like that. So I would play my happy R&B music, and everybody wouldn't be feeling it. You know, they might walk out the room, but yeah, you know, and I got offended a few times. I didn't walk out the room, and I'm like, what? You know, but it didn't hit me growing up and saying, like, if somebody's not happy, they might not necessarily want you to be happy. So, I mean, you got to cater to all sides of it, you know. It's just like the anything, the rap game, the music game, it's good and bad sides of it, you know. It's good and bad sides to no matter what you do, you know. So,
absolutely.
It's about the bad side. It's about when everything goes wrong, you try to do right, and they just, y'all just not on the same page.
That's what's up. So, what, So what's your motto? What's the advice you live by?
What I live by is doing to others as you feel like they should do unto you. I try to just, you know, be 100 and smile and encourage my friends and enemies the same. I try to just treat all people the same, regardless of who they are to me or why they came in my life. And I found that karmatically, you know, it helps you in the long run because nobody's exempt from tribulation. But when you do right, it helps out a lot. You know what I'm saying? Those little karma chips, they add up, man. So I just say do right, man. You know, somebody step on your toes, break their nose. But other than that, just do right, you know?
Well, you know, it's a fun fact time. Fun fact. What are the five things you can't live without?
All right. I'm going to have to say music. Well, first on the man upstairs, music. My mother. I ain't going to say my mother. I'm going to say the lessons that were instilled by my mother and my family. I'm going to say... it's a car and respect.
Oh, respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Word. That's what's up. So where can we go? Where can we go and get your music, follow your movement? You know, give us all the 411.
Yeah, I'm everywhere. Y'all check me out on Live Mixtapes, Spirit Rilla Certified Mixtapes. I got a few tapes dropping with DJ E-Dub coming soon. I got a few tapes with 30 Baby the DJ straight out of Texas. I'm working with Chris Prism, Key on the track. The list goes on. A lot of big name producers been reaching out to me since the last interview. So y'all can expect a lot of great things, man. I'm working on my second album. So I'm going to continue to just do this mixtape thing, drop these singles, and then I'm going to be dropping that album real soon. So y'all look out for it. And I'm going on tour in the DMV real soon, starting out in Baltimore. We're going to work our way to the South.
All right. So how can we follow your movement? Let us know. How can we get in touch with you? How can we get at you?
I'm on Instagram. I'm at Legendary410 is my Instagram. And Twitter, @ Legendary TBM, also @ Legendary 410 for my fan page. My email is ghosttbm@yahoo.com. Facebook is my real name, Eric Keith. I'll reach out to me, man. I've been getting a lot of love in New York and Texas, D.C., Philly. I'll reach out to them. I salute to Miami as well with Ms. V.
You already know. Well, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure to chop it up with you again and see what you have going on. And it's good to hear that there's more going on and more that is going to be happening. So it's all good with that. So is there anything else that you'd like to share that we may not have covered in this interview before you take us on into Abandon Me?
No, I'm just saying, just one love, y'all. Everybody do better, you know what I mean? Each one teach one. But as far as this, you know, R&B and love, fellas, you know, we got to do a little better, man. We got to treat these ladies a little better, man. So that's really all I got to say.
All right. Well, without further ado then, why don't you go ahead and take us on into this single?
All right. This is Legendary featuring Chipmunk on the track, Abandon Me. This is a Rolls Royce sample. Y'all check it out, promo only. This is BWD Radio, Baltimore.
Diamond rings don't shine, but lift me out to dry like a clothesline. Listening to them hoops line, ooh, you got me heated. Personality depleted, for the record I never cheated. You selfish and deceived, left me hanging like Drake. Now you all in my face, went from fade to a snake. Is it cause of the cake flame we had was scorching? So high, we soaring, now I feel like a orphan.
Thank you.
calling like Ginobili. How could you leave me lonely? Sorry, baby, that puts you good, but you crazy. Took a chance, made you my lady. I kept it 100%. But I say like I'm convicted. My lifestyle's conflicted. This house is so frigid, cause the love's been evicted. I tried, I did, you lie, I slid. But I came back, hoping you changed that thing that made my heart change.
All right, that was legendary. Yes, legendary. He's been doing his thing. Been doing his thing. Follow on Twitter, legendary. Make sure you back that up with a T, a B, and an M. So it's at Twitter. Twitter at legendary TBM. Give him a follow. All right. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at BWD_Radio_. Be sure you put that underscore in there because no matter how many years have gone by, still sadly, someone, you know how that goes when they take your Twitter. Oh, they take your username. It's so sad. But anyways, be sure to catch up with BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music station, BWDRadio.com. It's number one in variety. You know it. You name it. We play it. It's indie. It's music. It's all good because I don't know about y'all, but I grew up on diversity. I still am diverse. One minute I could be listening to this genre, another minute I could be listening to that genre. And that's just the way that I like it. To me, I'm sorry, I get bored if I'm listening to the same genre over and over and over again. I like, you know, I like some flexibility there. That's what's up. Diversity is key with me. All right, Ms. B, I'm going to bounce on out of here. Be sure to tune in same time next week. And there'll be another amazing artist here for you. All right. Ms. V, she's out of here.